insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing these verses of Chapter Shu'ara. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 214th, 215th, 16th, and 217th verses of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين
And warn, O Muhammad, your closest kindred.
واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين
And lower your wing to those who follow you of the believers.
فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون
And if they disobey you, then say, Indeed, I am dissociated from what you are doing.
وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم
And rely upon the exalted in might, the merciful.
Regarding these verses, we said that the Holy Prophet of Islam started his invitation from his close relatives. Then the Holy Quran orders him to be humble, to accompany affection and kindliness with his warning. If he wants his warning to be practical. So, the Holy Quran orders the Prophet, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ You have to be humble to the ones who follow you. And this beautiful divine meaning means that the Holy Prophet of Islam has to accompany humiliation with love and mercy with his warning. As when the birds want to show affection to their chicken, they stretch their wings, lower them, and hold their chicken under their wings so that they can be secure both from the probable harmful events and being protected from any separation. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu, is also divinely commissioned to gather the true believers under his own protection. وَخْفِلْ جَنَاحِكَ Lower your wing. This expressive statement refers to some different delicate points concerning having love and kindness unto the believers, which can be made clear with a little attention. By the way, mentioning this sentence right after the subject of warning, as we said in the previous episode, indicates the fact that if once warning and severity is emphasized for the training issues. Next to it, immediately love and affection and sympathy are to be emphasized in order that a suitable result comes into being with the combination of them both. So this is the delicacy of the order the Holy Quran addresses the Prophet.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Then the fourth divine commandment is mentioned in these verses. فَإِنْ عَسَوْكَ But if they disobey you, فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِئٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Say, verily I am quit of what you do. The apparent form of the verse shows that the pronoun you in the Quranic phrase asawka, they disobey you, is referring to the close kinsmen of the Prophet. This means if they did not submit to the truth after your invitation, if they continued their paganism and adversary, you might define your position against them. As we will explain it later on, this prediction of the Holy Quran happened, actually, and all of those close relatives, except Ali alayhi salam, denied to accept the invitation of the Prophet. Some of them were silent there, while others made their opposition manifest by the way of mockery and ridicule, as we said. There are a couple of points that can be inferred from this 216th verse as well. The point is that the Holy Quran addresses فَإِنْ عَسَوْكَ If they disobey you, فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِئٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Then say, the Prophet of Islam is ordered to explicitly talk to the ones who oppose him, who oppose the invitation to monotheism and truth. So this mere repulsion by heart is not enough for those people. You have to explicitly stay before them, and you have to decisively answer them. إِنِّي بَرِئٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ In joining in good, in forbidding the evil, we must be decisive. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me, worry, and when faith begins.